Welcome to Going Behind the Word, a podcast of the Depores Pages podcasts. You can subscribe to this podcast at thefriar.org or wherever you get your podcast. Intro and exit music is Peaceful by Luca Fraula and is used with permission under the Creative Commons license. Hello and welcome to this episode of Going Behind the Word. I know we've gotten a little bit behind lately. It's just been very, very hectic and busy, but we're back and hopefully on a better place and a better way of doing this. I thought today it might be helpful to take a look at the ministry of deacon because it is emphasized obviously in the first reading for Mass today. What exactly is a deacon? Well, let's start with some basics. First of all, every minister in the church, but particularly deacons and priests and bishops, are dedicated to the preaching of the word, the sacramental ministry of the church, and service. And those three functions are in particular emphasized in a way that is helpful when we look at deacons. So where does the word even come from? Well, first of all, the word comes from the Greek word diakonia, and so it's connected to service. And we see in the first reading that it was service that really compelled the early church to create the office of deacon, that the apostles felt it was really important to have a minister in the church that was dedicated to the ministry of service. And so that's diakonia. And yet, what is interesting is we don't really hear what the early deacons do in the church, except for one. We hear about Stephen. St. Stephen, who was ordained, he was one of these seven men chosen to be a deacon. And that's exactly what this choosing of these seven men was in fact all about, was to set up in some ways the preaching ministry of Stephen, who witnesses very powerfully to his faith and his discipleship in Jesus Christ. Now, in the church today, we talk about two kinds of deacons. We have transitional deacons, that is to say, those men who are ordained a deacon first, but ultimately will be ordained to the priesthood. And we have, since Vatican II, a restoration of what's called the permanent diaconate. That is, men who are not going to go on to be ordained priests, but are exercising their appropriate vocation as deacons in the church. And really, when we look at what deacons do, we see this threefold understanding of word, sacrament, and service at the core of their identity. How is that? Well, first of all, deacons are able to preach at Mass, and they are assisting at Mass. They read the gospel. And so we see very visibly in the sacramental life of the church that they are connected to the word. And there are functions that they can undertake as deacons, sacramentally. Deacons can baptize, for example. Deacons can witness marriages. Deacons can preside at wakes and funerals. Deacons can administer benediction. Deacons can do a number of things that are connected to the sacramental ministry of the church. And then lastly, I think one of the ways in which I was introduced to understanding the permanent diaconate was the idea that deacons were going to be especially attentive to service in the church because they were going to often be in circumstances and situations where their vocation would uniquely be lived. And what does that mean? Well, what it means is that because they will often have full-time jobs, doing something even not necessarily associated specifically with ministry in the church, they would be in a unique position to administer to the word, to the sacraments, and to service. So that's a little bit about deacons today. That's this episode of Going Behind the Word. I hope you found it helpful. Subscribe to the podcast. You can get it anywhere you find podcasts. And you can also go to our webpage, thefriar.org, where you can find information as well there about our podcasts. Have a great Sunday. God bless you. And hopefully public Mass will be starting in your diocese real soon. Let's pray for each other. Take care and God bless.